This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, President Joe Biden said that he had told Russia's President Vladimir Putin that the sanctions could have been worse. Biden said he chose to be proportionate. He added that the United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia, and that the United States wants a stable, predictable relationship. The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. Daily infections of COVID-19 crossed 200,000 in India Thursday, making it the highest anywhere in the world. After imposing one of the world's strictest lockdowns for nearly 3 months last year, India's government relaxed almost all curbs by the beginning of 2021. Now many regions, including Mumbai, are introducing localized restrictions. The government has banned a widespread failure to practice social distancing and wear face masks, or rather blame. Experts have blamed everything from official complacency to aggressive variants. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year, with more than 600,000 COVID-19 deaths being a major cause of the increase. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Nations on Thursday released $1 million from its emergency fund to provide aid to the Caribbean nation of St. Vincent and the Grenadines following a series of devastating volcanic eruptions. The UN spokesman said the funds will provide for urgent humanitarian assistance to impacted people, especially those who have been evacuated. About 20,000 people were evacuated from the vicinity of the La Sofria volcano in St. Vincent, which began erupting last Friday for the first time since 1979. About 4,500 people are in shelters, and the country's airspace is closed. Eruptions have continued to occur daily, with ash clouds covering the country and reaching surrounding islands. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is recovering from surgery after having a pacemaker implanted. His office said that Wednesday's operation in the nearby state of Virginia went well and that Pence is expected to fully recover and return to normal activities in the coming days. The 61-year-old's office said he experienced symptoms over the past 2 weeks that are associated with a slow heart rate. Pence is considered a likely 2024 presidential candidate if President Donald Trump declines to run. The United Nations humanitarian chief warned Thursday that an already dire situation in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region is getting worse 5 months into the conflict, with hunger, sexual violence rising, and no sign of the Eritrean troops withdrawal. Mark Lowcock told a closed-door meeting of the U.N. Security Council that his office is starting to receive reports of people starving to death, according to a copy of his remarks seen by VOA. Despite obstacles and danger, humanitarians have been able to reach more than 1.7 million with some form of emergency assistance. Next week, the U.N. will appeal for $1.5 billion to assist 16 million people in Ethiopia this year. On March 26th, the Ethiopian Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, said Eritrea had agreed to withdraw its forces from Tigray, but Lowcock told the council members there is no evidence this has happened. And senior royals will wear civilian clothes to Prince Philip's funeral on Saturday, diffusing potential tensions over who would be allowed to don military uniforms. He died last week at the age of 99. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.